Treasure hunting is dangerous. You think luck will carry you? No. The unprepared might be subject to poisoned arrows, sunstroke, sea madness, or divine retribution. Do not seek treasure without proper tools and information. Although, you've already demonstrated promise because your search has brought you to the right place. This podcast, it will get you ready. Treasure hunting Helen and her sidekick Anders Graham are here to answer all your questions. Even the ones you'd never think to ask. So put on your jotbooks, crack open an old dusty tome, and let's start searching.
This is Treasure Hunting Helen. We're back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Why are you saying all right a lot? You're doing okay, Anders?
Time to record an episode of a podcast.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. It's good. We'll figure it out. We have to catch up from last time, right? Right. Yes.
Yes. You're being very weird right now.
I'm going to be a little bit weird. Just bear with me. It is guest related. Give me just this minute where we don't have to think about it, and then I can explain it in a minute.
Okay. But, okay. Keep it together, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll just talk about other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
What you need.
Dewey's pretty cool, right? We had fun with Dewey last time. Went to the library.
Yeah. Dewey. I mean, part of the group now. Had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helen Anders and Dewey. Yeah.
I don't love that
like
name.
We're like a trio now. I love Had.
Yeah. We learned... We learned a lot, I guess, right? We learned about loose leaf. What was it? Loose leaf long bottom industries, right?
Yeah. We learned
about
that.
That's what LLI stands for. Great. We learned that.
We confirmed the vault in Chippewa Falls was almost certainly owned by loose leaf long bottom industries.
Yep. That's good stuff. We found out.
Anders, I'm sorry. You just seem really out of it right now.
I'm distracted.
It's just taking you a really long time to share normal information.
Yeah. I got a guest for today.
Great. I know you said don't worry about booking a guest this week. Yeah. I've got it. And then you sent ... And then you hit send on that. And then you sent ...
Yeah.
And then you hit send on that. And then you sent ...
Yeah.
And then I said I was cooking dinner and like, could you just tell me what was going on? And then you haven't answered me since then.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. Do you remember when my dad was dating Tippi Looseleaf?
Anders, that was like weeks ago. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course
I
remember that.
So, when we were talking to them, we talked about the pirate registry and like how Tippi and Hogan Honeycup were both on there, and then we talked about Hookbook, the site for social relationships, the social media site, and also dating site for pirates. You remember that?
Yeah, Anders, I definitely remember all of this.
You remember how I said I signed up for it?
Yeah. You do all kinds of stuff like that. You're always getting on things on the internet.
Yeah. Well, so I was looking around and I was like, well, maybe we could find someone who's an expert there and could help us learn a little bit more about like either Tippi or Hogan based on what they did on that website if they were on it.
Yeah. Cool. Yes.
Well, sounds I found good. Someone.
Great. Is it great? You're doing a lot of dramatic pausing right now.
Right. Yeah. So she's also someone I know, it turns out. She's my high school ex-girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
You dated in high school?
I did for a little while, for a couple months. For just a couple months. I had a girlfriend.
Right,
her name is
not, I wouldn't have thought of that. Okay.
Her name is Sissy Starfish.
Okay.
And,
wow, I can't.
She's
like,
her guest.
Cool. I mean, I can't picture you dating, but I'm definitely excited to hear what you were like in high school.
Anyway, yeah, so I thought maybe she could tell us something useful about Tippi and Hogan, and there's that whole thing. And anyway, I'm going to patch her into the Zoom.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know. I honestly don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear more. Sounds like a good guest.
Welcome to Treasure Hunting Helen, Sissy Starfish.
Oh my god, 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 Helen, hi, Helen, hi, oh my god, it's so nice to meet you.
Wow, it's really nice to meet you too. a lot.
Oh my god, this is amazing!
Energy.
Hi, Andy.
Hey,
Andy and I dated
Andy.
In high school. Actually, I overheard you say we only dated for 2 months.
Was it?
But
yeah,
that's not quite right.
Well, yeah, that's just the one. Like when I think about back to it, like those 2 months at the beginning of junior year were like the good ones.
Yeah, that's when we didn't break up every day.
Right. Yeah, which is
you
pretty
broke
much
up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. Yeah, we got into a real mm-hmm. rhythm about it.
I would break up with him right after school. So I would have, like, I could be single in the afternoons. You yeah. get it, Helen. You
no,
get it.
I don't get that. Mm-mm.
No, you no. get it. I would no. be like, I want a boyfriend during school,
yeah.
but then, like, in the afternoons, I want my freedom.
We would sit no. in the library during study hall, and she would hold my bicep real hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, Andy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, sounds
you had
painful.
A little bicep. It was so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah, and then and then I would get on the bus alone, and she would drive away with her friends.
Wow,
so cute. It was so cute. What a fun little thing.
Kind of sounds super mean.
What?
It sounds really mean. Like it sounds like you were kind of torturing Anders in high school.
I really don't understand. I don't get what you're.
I don't know. Torture might be a little extreme. Like, I could have at any time been like, no, I could have done that.
So you guys had me on to talk about Hookbook, right?
Yeah, you're working yeah. with them now? You're like a marketing sort of situation?
I wouldn't call it working. I'd call it changing lives.
Oh.
But thank you, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes you can meet people organically. Like, that's how I met Andy. I played a prank on him. I asked him out as a joke, and then I sort of fell for him, right, Andy?
Yeah, sure. Did you? Would you say fell for?
He's so cute. He's so cute. Yeah, I guess I would say that, sort of, maybe. But it was definitely a prank. But I met my current fiance.
Ow. Okay, that's so loud.
My fiance. I met my fiance on Hookbook. He's a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, how is Chuck Heavychest?
You remember his name.
Yeah,
yeah, he's
him.
From the Heavychest family.
I looked him up. Yeah.
Oh, you looked him up? Aw.
Yeah,
I've heard
yeah.
of them. I've heard of the Heavychest family. They're big pirates on the Florida coast, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
Oh my god, he's famous. This is crazy. My fiance is famous. That's crazy. That's wild. Yeah, we're really happy.
Are you on a boat right now?
I am. Can
yeah.
you tell?
Yeah, well I can see out the porthole, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see the little seagull behind me?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The seagull's my dog.
You have a seagull on the ship with you.
Yeah, he's my dog.
It's a dog.
Like there's one seagull that is your pet, you mean?
Yeah, but he's my dog. Like I can't have a dog on a boat, so I have my seagull and he's my dog.
You can't have a dog on a boat?
No.
Oh, I'm jealous of dogs.
Oh, Anders hates boats. I don't know if you remember that from high school, but...
I do.
He will not
I
get
do.
On a boat.
I remember.
Yeah.
Remember how I remember, Andy?
Yeah, Sissy...
Ooh, am I going to want to know how you remember?
So Sissy said one day we were at lunch, and she was like, I won't break up with you today because I want you to see my family's new boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already skeptical of boats at that time. I was like, pretty sure I didn't want to be on them. But that was the day that I learned that I didn't want to be on them for good.
What
do you want to say what happened?
Was I told him that we were on the boat and it was all of my friends.
Yeah.
And I jumped in the water and I was like, Andy, I'm drowning. And he jumped in and then we got back in the boat and we left for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh my
he
God.
Thought, it was so funny. No, but Andy, it was funny though. You did laugh, remember?
I did. Eventually I did laugh from pneumonia.
Oh my God. That's awful.
You mean a cough?
What? No, I got it was real cold, and I the weather was not good for me, and I ended up with a little bit of pneumonia.
Yeah, it sounds more like a cough than a laugh, Andy. Andy, he's so cute. Helen, you must think that all the time. You must be like, Andy's so cute.
No, I don't think that. I mean, Anders, you know, I respect you as a treasure hunter and think
absolutely.
You're great, but
yep.
no,
yep.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, Okay, Helen, what's the deal? How'd you meet? Tell me everything.
Oh, well, his name is Len Travolta, and he's a disco dancer. He actually lives in Sweden right now, so we mostly, like, send letters and talk on the phone when we can. And I actually spent the summer there, and it was really awesome. I got to watch him dance.
Is he a time traveler?
What?
Is he a time traveler?
No, he lives today. He's a modern.
Okay, you just said so many buzzwords that implied that maybe he's not from this time. Because I don't think disco dance exists anymore, or it's illegal. It's something like that.
It's not illegal. He's on a team in Sweden, and they perform regularly.
He's on a team?
Sweden does still have a significant amount of disco, apparently. I didn't believe it either until I went there. It was just, like, there were clubs where people were, like, doing it. Like, it was amazing.
Well, Helen, long distance is hard. That is not easy. So is it like, I don't know if I'm like overstepping to assume you two are going to break up.
Oh, what? No, we're not going to break up. We talk all the time. And he recently sent me a set of curtains in the mail, which was like really nice. They're really beautiful.
Not sort of a typical romantic gift. Sort of a strange thing that maybe a mom would buy.
Well, he got a referral code. So
he didn't pay full price for the gift.
No, it just, he thought they were beautiful and they reminded him of me and they had, so he sent them to me.
Are you opening up Hookbook right now?
Yeah, I'm just tippity tip tap tap. And I'm just, Helen, I'm just like, as a joke, I'm going to make you a Hookbook profile just in case.
No, thank you.
Helen, everyone needs a backup plan. They just do. And this is yours. Okay.
I don't want to date anyone but Len.
Helen Honeycup. Okay. Wait, can you send me some pictures of you? Just like drop them in the chat.
No, I don't want this. Okay, this
one is... you don't want to? Okay. Well, Andy, will you send me some pictures of Helen, please?
That's the thing. It's like, I'm not sure there's a ton of them on the internet of Helen. Like, I got this one.
Don't send that. Is that
what? That's is us that from in Rome.
When we went to Rome. Oh, yeah. That's really nice. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
You just look a little bit forlorn on a bench, but I'll take it.
Okay. Well, it was a hard trip to Rome. It was a hard trip. We had
a
lot to do there.
Moment. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna take a screenshot of you right now and whoop. Okay.
No, that shouldn't be legal. You shouldn't just be able to take my screenshot and put me on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
welcome
that
to the
is
internet.
Legal, yeah.
Okay, Helen. Okay, so, can you just like find three words to describe yourself, Helen?
Not interested in dating anyone who's not my boyfriend, Len.
That is
okay,
so many
I love
more than
your
three
enthusiasm.
Words.
Anders.
I'm just saying, that's more than three
words.
Who's
side are you on here?
I love what you're going for, but. As an expert on this site, we need something that's a little bit more of a hook.
Oh, yes,
oh my
God. All right, fine. Andy, how would you describe your friend Helen?
Oh,
Anders, don't describe me.
Punching.
Punching.
Tenacious.
Tenacious.
Intuitive.
I put like 11 more vowels in that word than I was supposed to. Intuitive.
I'm sure people will get it.
That is so nice. Okay, ready? Helen, are you ready? No. Friday night, you'll typically find me...
sitting at home, looking at the wall.
That's accurate, actually.
Oh, boy. What to do with that? Let's see.
You could maybe say putting things in piles.
Or punching the wall. No, wait, yeah. Why am I helping you? I don't...
Oh, also, I would not call this helping.
Okay, we are losing the track of things.
Helen, all right, I will say, like,
Hookbook.
How about martinis with the girls?
What girls? And, no.
And that's just to start. What?
What about maybe Carol?
Oh, I would have a martini with Carol Firestone. Carol, if you are listening to the podcast, I would love to have a martini with you. We're so similar.
Martinis with the girls. All right. Okay. My favorite quote is...
Ooh.
I guess there once lived a person that was excited to live.
What?
That's from a book that I found in my attic.
You found a book in your attic? What was it called?
Oh, boy.
Was this from your last trip up there? From Bone Day?
Yeah, when I was home for Bone Day, I went to the attic and I found this old book and I opened it and most of it was ink smears, so I couldn't read it, but it did have that sentence.
It also doesn't feel like you're getting to the meat of the quote there. It sort of feels like the beginning part of something.
Well, most of the book was ink smears, so I really can't.
All right,
you know
what? Ink, my favorite quote is ink smears.
That's
okay,
good.
Okay, great.
That's good.
I couldn't live without.
I really feel like we're losing the thread of us talking to you about Hookbook here.
Well, this is it. I'm showing you how well it works. Helen, you're just being used right now as the example. I won't activate your account. I'm just showing you how easy it is to sign up.
Okay, if this helps us learn more about Hookbook, okay.
I'm a little surprised at how little of the content is pirate-based on this so far.
Just wait.
Oh, okay.
Well, we assume not everyone signing up is a pirate. Some people are just looking for a pirate.
Right. I guess it's one of those things where, like, if everybody's a pirate, you don't need to talk about the pirate stuff because that's all shared and assumed. And so you have to learn, like, what kind of pirate are you?
Mm-hmm. It's like those dog dating sites.
Oh.
Like, don't get on those dog dating sites and talk about dogs. That's a hat on a hat. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't live without...
Hummus.
This jumpsuit? Oh, hummus. That's good.
Yeah.
I like hummus.
Okay. I couldn't live without this jumpsuit, which I guess they're just going to have to guess of what jumpsuit you're referring to. And hummus.
It'll be in the screen cap you just
emphatically.
Took.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The jumpsuit from my picture and hummus exclamation point.
Hummus is kind of... the most normal thing about Helen, actually.
I do love hummus. I had it for the first time about a year and a half ago.
Oh, boy. Seems a little late for hummus.
That was
you arrived.
Timeline. That was my timeline.
There was a whole issue with her family's arch rivals being hummus exporters, and they weren't allowed to eat it.
Growing up.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that. That was like my family with books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? So you didn't have books growing up. What did you two talk about when you dated?
Oh.
Mostly me.
Yeah. Sissy and how I was doing a lot of her homework.
And yeah, her homework too?
Not all of it. But
just the homework that had reading in it.
Yeah, yeah. I had to record audio versions of a lot of the reading so that she could listen to it before tests.
Andy, that's so cute. That's crazy. I'm going to fall in love with you again. I'm just kidding. I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Sound like a great relationship.
What?
I said it didn't sound like you had a great relationship in high school.
Oh, you keep cutting out, Helen.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Brother.
Like, I'm not cutting out, I hate to change the subject like this, but I've been meaning to ask this for, a number of years now, and I'm just really curious. Do you still have my speed reading trophy? I wondered if I could get that back.
Yeah, as you know, I do still have it, but I did scrape your name off and wrote number one girlfriend on it, and then my name.
Yeah, so it is a plastic trophy with a golden icon of a book open and a finger pointing at the text, and it just says number one girlfriend on it.
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Yeah.
But I'll give it back to you if you like really need it.
I really would.
Is it an emergency? Is it an emergency?
In a sense, yes.
Okay, I'll send it to you in the mail if I remember.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Helen, where were we? If I could have three wishes granted to me, they would be.
I guess one wish that I would have would be to finally be able to climb the highest obstacle wall in my obstacle wall course.
Oh, boy. Climb a high... Wait. Okay. You're using your wish on when more wishes on the... Okay. You could have wished for more wishes. No. Okay. No, this is good. Climb
is that
a high
option?
Wall. No, climb a high wall is great. That's a great first wish, Ellen. Okay. I love
it. Well, actually, I would climb to the top of the wall and then I would punch through it and go through that hole.
It seems like you really like punching. I need to add that. You know what? Is there any like videos or pictures of you punching that I could add?
Yeah, actually.
No, what?
Remember when we did those promotional videos?
Oh.
When we were like, maybe we should branch out into YouTube, and then we never did.
I forgot about those.
Yeah. No, here. Wait. Let me just paste the link in the chat. There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay. Adding it to the hookbook.
That's so embarrassing.
I think it's a pretty good shot. It's you just like blasting through that wall into the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
If you have two more wishes.
Oh, okay. I wish that Anders and I got 11 maps back from Tippy Looseleaf.
Oh my God, you know Tippy?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know Tippy?
Yeah, she's my aunt.
What?
What?
Love her. Love her. She's the best. She's the coolest. I love her.
Anders, Tippy, you dated Tippy Looseleaf's niece in high school?
Maybe, but is it by marriage or is it by blood?
By marriage.
Okay. I mean, that makes maybe more sense, but still, really?
Oh my God, yes.
Who?
She's the best. Do you love her? She's such a character.
No, she's the worst.
She's like,
oh my God,
really
she's
the worst.
So mean.
She's so
awful.
Mean. You know, she dated Anders' dad?
Yeah, she dated my dad.
Oh my God. We were almost related. Andy, that's so funny. He's so funny.
Wait, okay. So she married your uncle?
Yeah, she married my uncle.
Huh. Okay. Is he a pirate?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't realize your family was mostly pirates, I guess.
Well, why do you think I wanted to date a pirate? It's like what I know.
Yeah, no, that maybe makes sense. I don't know, I guess like I could see falling in love with a pirate if one weren't a pirate. I'm not a pirate, and I'm not going to rule out dating a pirate.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We should be making your profile. I have a boyfriend.
I have one. I'm Captain Spine.
Oh, yeah. You said that was
fake. That's how we reconnected.
Yeah.
You said that was fake for research purposes.
Also,
no, he is very active on Hookbook.
What? Are you really active on Hookbook?
The reason why we reconnected is I was giving him the reward for our number one user. He spends like 8 to 10 hours a day sometimes on Hookbook.
I don't know what to say. It's, you know, like I do have a lot in common with pirates. There's a lot of maps involved. There are obvious obstacles because I don't know about how I feel about boats. That's a whole problem. But like, you know, X marks the spot and I don't know. I don't mind a rum drink.
Anders, you told me you were doing very important research and thus we could not watch McMillions again this week. Sounds like you were just on Hookbook pirates.
Also, not to stir the pot even more, but he did say on his profile that he had already watched McMillions.
You watched McMillions?
There's like a checklist and it's like, have you watched these things? And I was like, well, oh boy.
Anders, we had a...
What's your third wish?
I wish that Anders had not watched McMillions. I wish to see McMillions with Anders for the first time.
Yeah.
Sort of strange and sort of a little off-putting to be mentioning another guy so much in your profile, but we'll take it.
I have a boyfriend.
This will be the last question about you. Are you ready, Helen?
Yeah.
If I were famous for one thing, it would be for...
I hate to say it because I feel just a little one note here, but probably punching through a really hard
wall.
What
about
like
finding a treasure, Helen?
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's a really important part of your identity, I feel like.
Yeah, but I really like the process.
All right, great. Drinking martinis with the girls.
No, who are the girls?
You know, the girls.
No,
I think a better question is, how is someone famous for that?
Have you ever heard of Sex in the City, Dum Dum?
No, point taken, point taken. Okay.
Andy! Andy!
Okay, Andy!
Oh my God, Andy!
Hey, can I, just another, I hate to bring this up too, but just another thing. Do you think I could get my grandfather's ashes back?
Oh my God, Andy, that's so cute. I mean, we did. Okay, yeah.
It's just my mom's. She'll send me emails about it sometimes. She'll be like, "Did you get those back from that woman?"
That's sweet that she thought I was a woman. That's really nice.
Well, I mean, you are now.
Well, yeah, but you know that pool party we didn't invite you to?
Which one?
Oh. The end of senior year one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, that one burns.
Yeah, so all I'm going to say is, like, most of the ashes are gone. But
oh,
your grandmother's spirit, like, lives on at that party.
Wait, I asked for my grandfather's ashes back.
Oh, I don't have those either.
Okay, I knew what happened to grandma's ashes. They went... The pool boy definitely filtered those out on that long stick net thing.
Anders,
before I could get them back.
Why does Sissy have your grandparents' ashes?
In what universe? When you are young and you love someone, you do dumb things.
Okay.
I feel like that does not answer the question.
Your grandfather's ashes were at a different party, and I'm sorry, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I have, like, the little cup they were in.
The urn?
Yeah, that.
Or are you saying you transferred them to a little cup?
No, I just forgot the name of an urn.
Okay. I would love that back, actually. That would be so meaningful to my mother and to you know.
Yeah, it's somewhere on this boat. But I will say my seagull dog takes off with a lot of our treasures often. Oh. He's tricky. So, Helen, here are a few more hookbook questions. Are you ready, my friend?
No.
Okay, awesome. I love that attitude. All right, here we go. My ideal pirate has...
good arms.
Oh my God, Helen! Important. You're really coming alive here.
Important.
Good arms. And then I'm going to go, yum. That sounds like you, right?
No, I wouldn't know what.
Yeah, you. I've only known you a couple of minutes, but Helen, you're definitely the type of person to go yum.
Definitely never said yum any time in my life, ever.
If I could go on an ideal first date with my pirate, I would take them to.
I guess maybe we would go to a labyrinth and try to get out.
Oh my God, that's so cute!
Oh yeah.
Corn maze.
I guess that's kind of similar.
Okay, awesome. And then there's just a few hundred more questions. Is that cool, Helen?
Maybe we can change gears for just a minute. I would love to. You said you'd be willing to talk a little bit about some of the people on the service, and one of the people we wanted to ask about was Tippi Looseleaf, who I understand has a profile, but it's private, and I wondered if, you know, maybe you could tell us something about it. We're trying to get revenge on her. This is weird.
Well, I mean, it's a little complicated because we're related, but as you know, Tippi and my uncle have an open marriage, so she is very active on the site.
I didn't know she was still married.
She was recently married to Anders' dad, so
briefly married
good.
To him and then annulled it, yeah.
I think at any given moment, she has at least a dozen husbands.
Wow.
That sounds right. That does sound right to me.
That sounds like Tippi.
That's what I'm saying. She's a character.
Yeah.
She's evil. She's very mean.
She's super mean.
Oh my God, I love her. I know, right? It's the best. Okay, so anyways, she almost took your title away from you for being most active user on Hookbook.
What?
Yeah, she's really active on it. She mostly finds it... Like, she uses it more as, a networking site than does a dating site. She just sort of, hires pirates, gives, certain tasks for pirates to do, just nefarious stuff, you know.
Oh, that's right. I've been so caught up in the dating aspects of Hookbook that I haven't really looked into the sort of, LinkedIn-style features where you can, hire pirates for pirate jobs.
Why are we making me a dating profile? I have a boyfriend. Can't we just
Hookbook
make
tutors
me a business profile? Why?
Because we're famous for the dating side, and Hookbook, that's the side that I'm the most passionate.
The thing about Hookbook that I found out in my research is that the name Hookbook wasn't originally meant to be pirate related. It was more meant to be about like hooking up. And then it just so happened that a bunch of pirates found it and thought it was for them and kind of took it over. And now it's primarily for pirates.
Oh my God, you read up on it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's so cute.
I read, you made some posts that I read.
But fine, Helen, I'm almost done with your dating profile. I'll skip some of the questions.
Thank you.
All right, the last question is, why do you love pirates?
I guess pirates have really cool boats.
That seems a little pointed at Andy.
I'm used to it. It's honestly it's maybe the biggest source of friction in our working relationship.
I think that he should really not be afraid of boats, and he is, so...
I like that they have big boats and that they're cool with you.
Did you
getting
say big boats?
Is that what you said?
I think she said great boats.
Oh, big boats. That's sort of like hinting. It's just good. Like, we want to use the word big. And then big boats. And then he likes.
Have you noticed that Sissy's. I was asking Helen if she'd noticed that, Sissy, that you have that that tattoo that says big boats.
Oh, yeah. I like big boats.
Oh, yep. There it is. That is very prominent. Yeah.
Fine.
Arm.
Okay, I'll get rid of the word big. I like big boats. And I like when pirates like it when I go and get martinis with the girls.
Who are the
finished
girls?
Finished profile. Okay, so I did just make your profile, and you do have over 57, 62, 70 matches so far.
Oh, wow.
What? I have a boyfriend. I don't want matches.
And now you got 72 pirate matches.
Oh shit! I needed to say this out loud before you find out. Accidentally, I just accidentally liked your profile.
Anders.
Oh my God! You guys matched.
No, you matched. No. I have a boyfriend.
I have the app also, up and it alerts me whenever somebody new joins the site because I've been on so much that I've already been through all the profiles. So as soon as yours came up, I hit the wrong button and I just accidentally might have sent you a message.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Andy, message? That's an indicator of how long that you, like, how much you use that site. Because you've been on it the whole time we've been talking.
Yeah, yeah. I paid extra for features where you can sort of auto-message people, and I think I might have accidentally just auto-messaged you. So please just whatever
Sissy, what does that message say? Sissy, open the message from Anders, the auto message.
Okay, here we go. Actually, I'm going to screen share so we can all see it. And then, Andy, I think it would be better in your voice.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. Yeah, so I've paid for these things. And this is, okay, so it did accidentally send you this message. And it says, ahoy there, matey.
Oh,
you
want to
come after this booty?
Anders.
I don't know. It works. It works.
What do you say, Helen? What do you say?
Ashamed.
It works very well. I have to admit, like, that is, I have A/B tested a lot of messages, and that one just really nails it.
Andy, do you ever think about us?
Oh, I mean, yes.
I just got jealous for a second, and I just was like wondering if you ever thought about us.
You're literally you're dating a pirate whose entire anatomy can only be described as throbbing and masculine and like a wall of meat.
Ew.
Yeah, that's kind of a gross description, Andrew.
Have you seen him? Have you seen Chuck Heavy Chest?
Yeah,
the man is a wall of meat.
There's no
two things about it. He's a wall of meat.
Okay, stop saying wall of meat, though.
It's just that he's a wall of meat. I don't know.
Okay, I just had lunch.
But, like, so you sometimes think about us, or, like, do you miss me? Do you miss me?
Oh, I mean,
do you miss me?
When we went on that camping trip right after senior year, you know, mm-hmm. like, the one that you said was we were definitely not dating, and then we spent the entire camping trip in that tiny tent and looking up at the stars, and you made me tell you what all of them were because you wouldn't look at a star chart because it was printed material. And
yeah, I remember.
You know, sometimes just, I don't know. Like, yeah, that comes back to me sometimes. And it was like a really pure moment for me, even though it was incredibly frustrating.
Oh, Andy. That's really sweet. I'm excited to tell my fiancé about that.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I do remember he taught me all the stars, like the bright one and the one in the little cup.
Okay. Doesn't sound like you really retain the names of the stars here.
Thinking of little cup and big, the little dipper.
Little cup, big cup. The one where it looks like
the North Star. You're thinking
crab.
Of the North Star. Oh, that's Cancer. That's those are constellations and not actually stars.
Oh, and then what's the one that like is really close to Earth and like orbits us and like changes the tides?
I think you're thinking of the sun.
The moon?
Oh, the moon? Yeah. The moon does orbit us. It's not a star.
Oh, okay. That's the star I remember the most. Yeah. It's the moon.
The sun also changes the tides. Some people think it's just the moon, but they both have a fairly similar impact on the... You know what? Never mind.
I feel like we're losing the thread here. Anders. We want to find out...
I missed that whole thing. I'm looking at a butterfly.
Do we...
Can I just... Can I ask a question?
Why is there a butterfly on that boat?
Can I please...
It's amazing. Yes. What's up, Helen?
I wondered if you could pull a profile for another person on the service.
It depends. Do you promise to give it a shot?
Give what a shot?
Hookbook. Hookbook best friends. Hookbook tutors. Hookbook business.
I'm sorry, you just said three words, but I don't really know what you want me to do with any of those things.
I want you to get on Hookbook, Helen, and I want you to use the service. Do you promise?
I promise. I promise. Okay. If it means that you will answer my next question, I promise.
Okay, pinky swear. And then also promise that you'll come to my Zoom happy hour this Friday. Me and the girls are having martinis.
What girls? I'm not promising.
Mm-mm. Okay, that's fine. I get it.
Oh,
I feel like you
have a pretty good life. Like you've got everything together. You're out on the high seas. You're in the.
I just really want someone as smart and cool as strong as Helen to come and have martinis with the girls on Friday. And I didn't realize that you would not want to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's really nice that you think those things about me. That's really
You're just so strong and cool, and I thought that maybe you would want to.
Well, sure, yeah. Don't cry. I'll come to the Zoom happy hour.
Yes, yay, Helen! Oh my god! Okay. It's so exciting.
Yeah,
and you're joining Hookbook. Okay, what profile do you want me to look up?
Oh, could you please look up a profile for Hogan Honeycup, aka Sea Lion? I'm not sure which name would be the most prominent.
All right, I'm screen sharing. It's Hogan Honeycup, and enter.
Oh.
Is this what you're looking for?
That's the entry.
Yeah. Okay. Can you see when this profile was last active? Is that something that you're able to see on the back end?
It says it was last active 2 weeks ago. But that might have just been Andy interacting with the profile as he zoomed by it.
I've been looking at a lot of profiles, but I couldn't find this one, so that couldn't have been me.
Well, yeah, it's 2 weeks ago.
This account is private.
Yeah. And you can you see when the user last logged in? Is that something also that you can see?
Around 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. When you said maybe it was Andy, I was like,
Hogan
maybe it was just active.
/ Sea Lion hasn't been heard from for years.
Okay, so maybe he's out there.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting. I mean, it's possible somebody hijacked this account. Hookbook is not known for its security.
It looks like he's really a lot. I mean, I just hacked into this no problem, and that's technically, I'm not allowed to do that. He seems to use Hookbook Business a lot.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Okay. Wow. I mean, that's definitely helpful to know. What kind of business? Are you able to see that?
Mostly, let's see, tippity type, pirate business.
Okay. Because
it's Hookbook.
Super helpful. Okay. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, he mentioned that he likes boats in his initial sign-up of the profile.
Oh,
he does like boats.
Yeah, that's cool. That's true.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, he has the same three wishes as you.
Huh. He wishes
seems like it can't be possible.
He wishes I didn't watch McMillions?
Yeah. Weird.
It's on the screen. It's...
Is it possible that the fact that we have the same last name has led these profiles to become blended due to some flaw in the UX?
Oh, that's possible. But you know what? It is very clear that he does like martinis with the girls.
And speaking of martinis with the girls, if you're meeting your girls this Friday for martinis, maybe tell them about our podcast. You could tell them they can subscribe to it on their favorite podcasting app or come back here every Monday to listen to brand new episodes. We are on social media as well. You can find us on Instagram as Treasure Hunting Helen and on Twitter as Hunting Helen Pod. We release new episodes every Monday and we would love to see you again. So please come on back and we'll see what we can learn about Tippi and Hogan and where it takes us in the future. Hey, Sissy, just, I hate to really derail it like this, but I was just wondering, do you think I could get the deed to my father's restaurant back from you?
I did sell that to my best friend.
Oh, that's...
But I am seeing her on Friday. On the Zoom happy hour with the girls.
Yeah, do you think she could maybe send that back? My dad, you know, like, he still thinks he owns that restaurant. He hasn't realized that the deed that I gave him is a fake.
He certainly doesn't own it.
Yeah.
Certainly does not own that restaurant.
Wow.
You know what? I'll ask her about it.
Okay.
You're really mean.
You keep cutting out right when you tell me what I am. God, we'll never know.
Treasure Hunting Helen is produced by Kat Hollander and Max McCall. Our music is by Fresh Body Shop and Jerris. Our logo was illustrated by Nikki Jahl. Additional sound effects from Zapsplat.com. Listen to new episodes every Monday at TreasureHuntingHelen.com or subscribe and have them delivered to your favorite podcasting app. Help us expand our presence on Hook, Book, and other social media platforms by telling your friends about our podcast. We're Hunting Helen Pod on Twitter and Treasure Hunting Helen on Instagram, or by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. This week, our spirit guide was Erin Keith. You can listen to Erin and her friends solve riddles on her podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, and you can find her on Instagram as ErinKeith10. We hope to see you again next time. So long, and good hunting.